哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace with our brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣的恩典，在这里我们可以大家一起聚集，一起来聚会敬拜神。
Thanks to God's grace that we may all come here and gather here.
同时这一次，从明天开始将会在伯恩教会举办，今年的大专神学训练班。
And starting tomorrow, we will startThe first day of National Youth Theological Seminar here at Bowen Park Church.
所以在座我们已经有一些学生，从各地方，已经来到这边。
And so among us, there are already students who already arrived.
我们在这里要感谢伯恩教会，每次为了，接待教会的圣工，所付出的辛劳以及努力。
We'd like to use the opportunity to thank you, Bowen Park Church, for the efforts and the dedication that you have put through everyevent that you were able to hold here at church.
真的求主耶稣纪念你们的爱心。
May God remember your love.
今天晚上想要用，创世纪当中亚伯拉罕的一段记载，作为彼此分享的内容。
Tonight we would like to use a story about Abraham that was recorded in the Bible.
我们知道说亚伯拉罕，在旧约当中，亚伯拉罕算是最有名，最常被讨论的人物之一啊。
We know that throughout the many Bible characters, Abraham was probably one of the most common discussed and probably the most well-known Bible character.
他有许许多多的事迹被记载。
There are many events that's recorded about him.
他甚至被称为，信心之父，信心的榜样。
And he is also known as the father of faith.
但这个信心之父，他的信心最高峰是在什么时候呢？
And as the father of faith, where did he reach the pinnacle?Of his faith.
他的信心最高峰就是在那个神要他把他的儿子献上的这个时候。
And that was when God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son.
所以这可能是我们已经很熟悉、听过许许多多次的一件事情啊。
And this may be a story that we're all very familiar and we have heard it many times.
没关系，我们今天晚上再来把它看一次。
But tonight we will look at it once again.
我们再来看一看，到底在这当中我们，可以学到什么。
We'll read through the story again and see what else can we learn from this story.
我们请你翻到创世纪第22章。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪第22章。
Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪第22章的第一节。
Genesis chapter 22 verse 1.
第一节，这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”第二节
，verse two，
神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在那里，我在我所要指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。”这里是这个神叫亚伯拉罕献以撒的开始。
This is the beginning where God told Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac.
我们在这里看到说，神说，我要试验一下亚伯拉罕啊。
In the beginning, verse 1 says, sometime later God tested Abraham.
所以他就呼叫亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
And therefore he called Abraham.
他说，亚伯拉罕就说，我在这里啊。
And Abraham replied, here I am, Lord.
接下来神就对亚伯拉罕说，
And then God continued and said to him,
他说，你带着你的儿子，你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒往摩利亚地去哦。
Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah.
我们说看到这一段，你们不会觉得很奇怪吗？
When you read this verse, wouldn't you wonder?
为什么神要用这么复杂的方式去讲一个名字呢？
Why did God use such a complicated way to explain this event?
神就跟亚伯拉罕讲说，你把以撒带去献了就好啦。
God could just simply tell him, just take your son Isaac and sacrifice him.
神说，你的儿子。
But God said to him, take your son.
不够，我还要讲说，你独生的儿子。
But that is not enough. He added, your only son.
我还要再加一个，你所爱的儿子。
And he continued, the son in whom you love.
你有没有觉得很奇怪，为什么神要用这种方式来跟亚伯拉罕讲话？
Don't you wonder why God used this method to talk to Abraham?
明明一个很简单的话，要用的这么复杂的方式啊。
A simple statement, but phrase it in such a complex way.
因为神要让亚伯拉罕讲说，我知道那是你所爱的。
Because God wants to tell Abraham, yes, I know that's whom you love.
我知道那个是你唯一独生的。
He wants him to know, I know that's your only son.
但是我还是要。
But still, I want him.
我们在人生当中会遇到一些啊，遇到一些我们所不明白的困难。
Sometimes in life we encounter unexplainable incidents.
或者是在人生当中，我们知道神要我们放弃一些我们所喜爱的。
Or in life, we know that God wants us to give up things that we love.
有时候我们会觉得神你不明白啊。
Sometimes we feel God, you really don't understand.
神你不了解这对我的重要。
You don't understand how important it is for me.
神你会不会搞错啦？
God, are you confused?
所以在这里神跟亚伯兰讲得非常明白啊。
So here God clearly stated to Abraham,
我知道。
God says, I know.
是你，你的儿子，你独生的，你所爱的。
I know he is your son, your only son, the one whom you love.
所以我们如果今天生在这种困难当中哦。
And today, if we are being placed in such a difficulty.
或者我们在人生当中面对抉择的挣扎，这种抉择的痛苦啊。
Or when we are placed between choices.
你不要想说神啊，你不明白。
Let us not think, God, you really don't understand.
所以说我知道。
Because God says, I do understand.
我知道这是你所喜欢的。
He says, I do know this is the one you love.
我知道这是你所珍惜的。
I know this is the one you treasure.
但是我就是要。
But I still want it.
所以我们今天不要，我们今天在面对抉择的时候啊。
So today, when we are placed between choices.
不要以为神会犯错。
Don't think that God might have the possibility of making a mistake.
那个我们最珍爱的，是的，神明白，神了解啊。
Yes, the one whom we love, the one that we treasure, God understands.
神跟你说，我就是要这一个。
But God still tells you, this is the one I want.
你愿意放手吗？
Are you willing to let go?
继续神就对亚伯拉罕说哦。
Continue on, God said to Abraham.
神说，带着你这个独生的儿子，往我所要指示你的山上去，把它献为燔祭哦。
Take this person whom you love and go to the region of Moriah and sacrifice.Him as a burnt offering.
神说是的，我要你把儿子献为燔祭。
Here God tells Abraham to offer his son as burnt offering.
但是在这里献为燔祭啊，神还特别有加上一个要求。
But here God added a requirement.
神说你要把他带到我所指示的地方去啊。
Is to take him to the region in which I assigned you to.
我们有时候啊，喜欢参与圣工。
Sometimes we like to be involved in holy work.
我们愿意为主牺牲。
We want to sacrifice for Christ.
我们能够为教会有所付出。
We want to offer for church.
但是在这一切的付出牺牲当中。
But in our offering, in our sacrifice.
我们有时候常常会忽略掉一个问题啊。
Sometimes we ignore.
请问这是主所指示要去的地方吗？
We ignore the question whether this is the place where God wants us to go.
请问这个是神所指示要求的方法吗？
We ignore the fact whether this is what God requires of us.
今天亚伯拉罕如果说好，我决心我要献上以撒。
If
如果今天亚伯拉罕决心跟神说好，你要我就献给你。
If today Abraham determined that if this is whom God wants, then I'll sacrifice him.
但是我要在我家隔，我要在我家门口献。
But I want to sacrifice him right in front of my house.
我喜欢到我隔壁邻居家去献。
I want to offer him right in front of my neighbor's house.
这种献祭啊，虽然牺牲很大，但是神不悦纳啊。
Even though it's a sacrifice, it's a great sacrifice, but something that might not find pleasing in God's eyes.
所以我们今天为了信仰做上一些抉择。
So today in the sake of faith, we make some sacrifices.
甚至做了一个很大的牺牲。
We make great sacrifices.
看起来我们真的付出很多。
It seems outwardly that we suffered a lot.
但是在这里说要到神所指示的地方去。
But here teaches that we need to go to the region in which God directs us to go.
要照神所指示的方法。
We need to do the way according to God's will.
我们来看一下阿摩斯书啊。
Let's turn to the book of Amos.
我们看阿摩斯书。第三章哦。
Amos chapter 3.
第四章。
Amos chapter 4.
阿摩斯书的第四章的第四节。
Amos chapter 4, verse 4.
第四节，以色列人啊，任你们往伯特利去犯罪，到吉甲加增罪过。每日早晨献上你们的祭物，每三日奉上你们的十分之一。第五节
，Verse five，
任你们献有效的感谢祭、甘心祭，宣传报告给众人，因为这是你们所喜爱的，这是主神说的。这里也是神对以色列人啊献祭的一个结论哦。
Here is the conclusion that God made about the sacrifices that his people, the Israelites made. If we look at their behaviors, it's something worth of our praise.
哇, 跑很远去献祭哦,
they go to very far places to make sacrifices.
每天一大早就起来, 哇, 就献祭, 感谢神,
they wake up very early in the morning to make sacrifices.
哇, 懂得献感谢祭, 懂得献甘心祭,
they know how to make sacrifices of thanksgiving, sacrifices of free will.
哦, 所以如果你们直接,
if we base it on their behavior, we can say their faith is very strong.
啊, 是我们值得学习的榜样跟目标。
It is worthy of us to learn from them.
啊, 但是我们会发觉说, 哇, 奇怪, 这些人的献祭并没有得到神的喜悦。
But we might wonder why their offerings was not pleased by God.
献祭越多, 神越愤怒啊。
The more they sacrifice, the more God angered.
到最后神说我要把你从我的面前赶出去也不要啦。
To the end, God said, I want to cast you out before me.
为什么会这个样子呢?
Why did it turn out like that?
为什么付出这么多, 做了这么多, 到最后却是得到神的愤怒呢?
Why they sacrificed so much, but in the end, they gained only God's anger.
啊, 因为第五节说, 这是你们所喜爱的啊。
Because verse 5 here say, you're doing what you love to do.
他们没有问说这是不是神所喜爱的。
They're not asking whether this is what God wants.
他们做的这一切只是因为他们喜欢, 爱怎么做就怎么做啊。
They're doing this because they're doing to what they'd like to do.
爱怎么献祭就怎么献祭。
They like to sacrifice the way they feel to
sacrifice. 所以付出很多, 牺牲很多。
Even though they sacrifice a lot, they offer a lot.
但是到最后, 做越多, 神越愤怒啊。
But in the end, the more they do, the more angry God gets.
所以我们今天服侍神也是一样。
Likewise today, in our servitude,
有心很好。
Sometimes it's good.
啊, 有心哦, 服侍神是很好的。
When we have the heart to serve, it's good.
哦, 热心很好。
To be zealous is good.
愿意付出, 牺牲, 奉献很好。
To be willing to sacrifice and offer is good.
啊, 但是要照着神所指示的地方去做。
But we need to do it according to what God instructed us to do.
所以神对亚伯拉罕说, 你要献上以撒, 但是在我吩咐你的地方。
Therefore God told Abraham, you're going to offer Isaac, but to the place where I instruct you to.
神对我们说, 我需要你做圣工,
just like God will tell us, I want you to do holy work, but you will do it according to my way.
哦,
this is God's instruction to Abraham.
也是今天神对我们每一个信徒的命令。
Likewise is what he commands us to do today.
我们看回来创世纪第22章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪的第22章。
Genesis chapter 22.
第三节,
verse 3.
创世纪22章的第三节,
Genesis chapter 22 verse 3.
亚伯拉罕清早起来, 背上驴, 带着两个仆人, 和他儿子以撒, 也劈好了燔祭的柴, 就起身往神所指示他的地方去了, 第四节,
verse 4.
而到了第三日, 亚伯拉罕, 举目, 远远地看见那地方, 第五节,
verse 5.
亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说, 你们和驴在这里等候, 我与童子往那边去拜一拜, 就回到你们这里来, 哈, 这个是亚伯拉罕对神的命令的回应,
This is how Abraham responded to God's instructions.
当然在这里啊, 从来没有去描述到亚伯拉罕内心的世界的感觉,
But within those verses, never describe how Abraham felt.
啊, 但在这里神说啊, 你的独生子, 你所爱的,
Because God told him, take your son, your only son, the
哦, 所以,
one whom you love.
哦, 所以我们不可, 绝对, 我们, 相信这对亚伯拉罕是一个很大的痛苦啊。
We believe that this is a very difficult challenge for Abraham.
但是亚伯拉罕这里说亚伯拉罕清早起来啊。
But here verse 3 says early the next morning Abraham woke up.
啊，为什么要清早起来？
Why did he woke up the next morning early?
清早一大早起来，然后就赶快背上驴就走了。
Why did he got up and saddle his donkey and left?
啊，为什么要这样子？
Why?
啊, 有人说, 因为他怕被撒拉抓到,
some people say because he's afraid that Sarah might discover.
哇, 因为妈妈一定会舍不得啊。
Because as a mother, definitely won't let the son go.
好, 所以要趁着撒拉还没有起床啊, 赶快把以撒就带走了。
So he needs to wake up before Sarah and take his son with him.
哦, 是不是这个原因我们不知道了。
Is this the reason? We don't know.
啊, 但是有一个现象我们可以看得到的。
But there is something that we did observe.
那就是亚伯拉罕对神的吩咐马上就去执行了。
That Abraham immediately act upon God's instructions.
哦, 虽然他不见得, 他, 虽然他一定不喜欢这个命令，
even though he might not like God's what God commanded him to do，
虽然他不明白神为什么要这样吩咐，
most likely he does not understand why God commanded him to do this，
但是他就照这样去做了，
but according to what he was commanded he act upon it。
为什么他是信心之父？
Why is he the father of faith？
就是因为清早起来马上出发，这就是信心之父了。
Because he got up early the next morning and left。
今天如果是我们啊，
If today we were Abraham，
我们会不会清早起来马上出发？
Will we got up early in the morning and left？
我在想如果是我，我不会啊。
I thought if I was Abraham I probably would not。
先等等，
I would wait，
再看看，
And then I will see.
再祷告一下。
And then I'll pray a little bit more.
再拖个两天。
And then I will drag another 2 days.
说不定神等一下就改变主意啦。
I would think maybe a little bit after God might change his mind.
有时候我们的信仰就是这样啊。
Sometimes that is our faith.
所以我们都不是信心之父啊。
That's why we are not the father of faith.
有时候我们明明知道神对我们的期望是什么。
We know what God expects us.
我们明明就知道神讨厌我们做什么。
We know what God dislikes us to do.
明明就知道这是应该要改的。
We know God wants us to change.
但是总是再等等，再看看。
But we often hold the attitude, I wait a little bit longer, I want to see it.
说不定神就会改变主意啦。
Maybe God might change his mind.
说不定神就说算了算了，没有关系啊。
Maybe God would say, it's okay, forget it.
所以啊，我们今天跟亚伯兰是有个差距的。
So therefore, we are different than Abraham.
因为我们遇到我们所不喜欢的神的要求，如果是我们不喜欢的，我们总是会把它往后拖延啊。
Because when we run into God's commandments in which we don't like,We dragged.
拖一拖就过去了。
We drag it till it goes away.
但是亚伯兰清早就起来了。
But here Abraham, he woke up early the next morning.
马上就出发了。
He left immediately.
所以他就成为信心之父了。
And because of this, he is the father of faith.
在这里说他走了三天呢。
Here says he went for 3 days.
这条旅程并不是很近的，这个是三天的路程啊。
This is not a short distance journey.
因为想说为什么神要叫他走三天？
Why do you think God told Abraham to go to a place 3 days far from his home?
哪里不能献，一定要跑跑跑跑跑跑三天去把以撒献上？
Why can't he offer any place else but a place where 3 days far from his home?
那我觉得这个亚伯兰走这三天对他来讲是一个非常大的考验啊。
I think as for Abraham, this 3 day journey is a great challenge for him.
你每走一步，每走一步就离你献上你最爱的儿子那一步更近啊。
Every step he takes, it's closer to where he is going to offer sacrifice.
所以每走一步都有那种要回头算了，回家吧，回家吧那种感觉。
So every step that he takes, it's more of unwillingness to or wanting to turn back.
但是神就是要他走三天。
But God wants him to take that 3 day journey.
因为这个三天当中，让他在很冷静、思考很多的状况之下，仍然决定遵守神的旨意啊。
Because within those 3 days, he can give a deeper thought, a deeper consideration. And still made that determination to make that sacrifice.
今天如果神跟亚伯兰说，把你儿子献上吧。
If today God told Abraham, sacrifice your son.
那亚伯兰可能很爱神一个热忱，一个热血沸腾就把他儿子给献上了。
He may be very zealous and right immediately offer his son.
这个比较容易
This is easy.
有时候人热血一沸腾，脑筋一糊涂，什么事都做得出来
Because as men, sometimes we're zealous, and that.Instant, we're confused.
但是神不要这样子的信仰啊。
But God does not want a faith like that.
神不要这种狂热不理智的信仰。
God does not want a reasonable, a zealous faith only.
而是要我们思考。
But He wants us to think.
再思考。
And ponder.
让你走三天。
To walk a 3 day journey.
每走一步，每一步都是一个挣扎。
Every step that we take, every step is a challenge.
每一步都是一个挑战。
Every step.It's a struggle.
同时每一步都是你信仰的突破。
And every step is a breakthrough of our faith.
让你走三天想得非常清楚。
And within those 3 days, we clearly
到最后你得到一个结论。
And one conclusion we'll reach.
你的结论就是我爱神更多。
And that conclusion is that we love God more.
所以在 所以在很理智状况之下说我愿意，我愿意把儿子献上。
And when we're very logical, we say, I want to sacrifice my son.
所以我们今天的信仰也不是这种，也不是一种狂热的信仰啊。
Therefore, our faith should not be only a zealous stage faith.
我们的牺牲也不是那种很狂热的牺牲啊。
Our sacrifice should not be a spontaneous sacrifice.
而是一种长经过一段时间冷静的考虑。
Should be ponder through a period of time.
走了三天之后，仍然愿意顺服神的旨意啊。
After a three-day journey, we're still willing to follow God's commandment.
我们看回来创世纪第二十二章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪第二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22.
第六节。
Verse 6.
创世纪第二十二章的第六节。
Genesis chapter 22, verse 6.
第六节，亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是两人同行哦。那这里我们继续看到这个亚伯拉罕啊，跟他儿子之间的互动哦。
Here we continue to see the interaction between Abraham and his son Isaac.
亚伯拉罕远远已经看到了那个，哎，他要献上以撒，神所指示的地方。
Abraham from far saw the place where he's going to sacrifice Isaac.
所以他就跟仆人讲，你们留在这里啊，你们不用来了。
So he told his servants to stay there.
啊，这个排除啊，免得等一下仆人来找麻烦的啊，等一下仆人跑上来，哎呀，不要啊，就把这个麻烦先排掉。
So he's trying to eliminate any possible, holdbacks that might occur.
所以在这里啊，亚伯拉罕就跟以撒两人同行了。
And here says that Abraham and Isaac they went on together.
但是我们看他们两个人哦，这当中的互动啊，我们可以从这两个人的当中啊学到很多。
And throughout their interaction, we can learn much from them.
在这里说啊，亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子的身上哦。
Here says that Abraham put the fire and wood on Isaac.
我们来看一下耶利米哀歌的第三章。
Let's turn to Lamentations.
耶利米哀歌第三章。
Lamentations chapter
耶利米哀歌的第三章第二十七节哦。
Lamentations chapter 3 verse 27。
二十七节，人在幼年负恶啊，这原是好的哈。那这个是亚伯拉罕对以撒的一个托付啊。
Verse 27, it is good for a man to bear the yoke while he is young.
所以当他们两人同行的时候，亚伯拉罕做了一件事情。
So when Abraham and Isaac they went on together.
就是把这个燔祭这个柴啊，他叫以撒去背啊。
Abraham gave the wood and the fire for the burnt offering and asked Isaac to carry it.
所以啊，这个背柴是谁背？背柴是年轻人要背的。
So who should carry it? The youth should carry it.
但是我们今天啊，这个社会就不太一样啦。
But it is quite different in today's society.
在我们今天的社会，因为孩子比较少。
In today'sA society because there are less youth.
同时啊，我们的孩子比较宝贝啊。
We have less children and all our children are our treasures.
所以孩子是父母亲啊，哇，这个最珍贵、最重视的。
And for every parent, their children is what they treasure the most.
所以如果要出去要背柴，是谁背？
So if they do go out and someone needs to carry the wood, who carries them?
一定是爸爸背啊。
It definitely is the father.
一定是爸爸背柴啊，小孩喝汽水啊。
And definitely it's the father carrying the wood.
这是我们现今的社会模式。
This is the model of our current society.
但是我按照圣经这样的模式并不正确啊。
But if we do it according to Bibles,here it's quite inaccurate.
你说亚伯拉罕不爱他的儿子吗？
Would you say that Abraham does not love Isaac?
跟我们爱我们的孩子一样的。
He loves us just as we love our children.
而且爱更多。
He even loved Isaac more.
为什么爱更多？
Why did we say he loves Isaac more?
因为他儿子等一下就要把他杀掉，等一下就要把儿子杀掉了。
Because later on he needs to sacrifice his son.
所以在要把以撒献上之前啊，亚伯拉罕表现他父亲的爱什么方法？
So before sacrificing Isaac, how did Abraham express his fatherly love?
要是我们的话，柴呀，什么都自己背啊，儿子啊，你们轻松走，好好的走啊。
If it were us, we will carry on the wood and the fire, and we will ask our son to walk before us.
啊，因为等一下就要把他杀掉啦。
Because later on, we need to sacrifice him.
但是亚伯兰并没有这样子啊。
But this is not what Abraham did.
把这个燔祭的柴压在儿子的肩上啊。
He put the wood on Isaac's shoulder.
所以我们今天也要用同样的方法来爱我们的孩子。
Likewise today, we need to love our children the same way.
把这个献燔祭的柴放在他们身上。
We need to put the wood and the fire for burnt offering on them.
在成长的过程当中给他们适度的压力。
Throughout their growth to add a certain amount of pressure.
把工作、把责任啊，慢慢的加在他们身上。
To give them responsibilities and work.
而不要舍不得啊。
Don't feel that it's not good for them.
因为少年负轭原是好的。
Because for youth to carry the yoke, that is good.
现在给他压力，以后使他成长。
You give them pressure right now, and in the future they'll grow.
但是如果我们因为今天太爱我们的孩子了。
But if today we love our children very much.
什么都不敢给他做。
We dare not give them any tasks.
什么都不舍得给他做。
We dare not give them anything to do.
等到有一天他们必须要面对现实，面对社会。
But one day when they need to face reality, when they need to face the society.
或者是他们必须要面对教会所托付的工作。
Or when they need to face church responsibilities.
你会突然发觉他们根本担不起这个献祭的柴来。
You will come to realize that they cannot even bear that.
所以我们要学习把这个工作逐渐的担到年轻人的身上。
So we need to learn to eventually pass on this heavy load onto them.
但是在这里说啊。 他自己手上，亚伯拉罕手里拿着火与刀啊。
And here says Abraham took the knife and the fire with him.
我们来看一下以赛亚书的第66章哦。Let's
turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 66.
以赛亚书的第66章。Isaiah
chapter 66.
以赛亚书第66章的第16节
Isaiah chapter 66 verse 16
16节因为神在一切有血气的人身上必以火与刀施行审判被神所杀的必多。那这里告诉我们说这个火与刀是在神的手中哦。
Here tells us that the fire and the sword is in the hands of God.
那这个火与刀是一种权柄，一种审判，一种权柄的表现。
Fire and sword, it's a judgment, it's a contest judgment and authority.
所以在这里说，这个亚伯兰手里拿着火与刀。
Here, we just read that Abraham held the fire and the sword.
所以我们看到是年这个两代之间呢，他们的工作是一起是有分别的。
And see, we see that within these two generations, there is a difference of kind of responsibilities.
我们逐渐把这个柴这个重担逐渐交在年轻人的身上。
We slowly pass on the wood, the heavy load onto the youth.
但是这个火与刀仍然掌握在亚伯拉罕的手中哦。
But fire and knife, we still is still held on Abraham's hand.
就是一个规矩。
This is an order.
一个方向。
This is a direction.
一个侍奉的原则。
This is a principle of servitude.
这个是仍然是亚伯拉罕握在手里的。
And this is still something that Abraham holds on to.
所以今天我们教会里面事工有不同年纪的人来参与。
Therefore today in church we see different age group involving holy work.
有的是年纪比较大的，有的是年轻人。
Some might be older, some might be younger.
但是两个人必须要能够认识自己所应当担负的工作。
But no matter in which age group you're in, you must know the responsibility you are in charge to.
有很多事务性的工作可以逐渐的请年轻人。
Many of the administrative work, maybe we can ask the youth to start being responsible.
要不然明明有很多活动需要很多活力，需要很多力气的。
For example, there's activities that you need labor, you need people running.
这个你要叫二十几岁的人去做啊。
You need to tell the people that who are in their 20s to go and do it.
啊，你不要自己已经六十几了啊，还是要跟年轻人比力气呀？
If you're already 60, don't insist that you still need to hold events like that.
但是我们在这里都会办那个 Hosanna Outreach 嘛，对不对？
Sometimes in Southern California, we hold Hosanna Outreach.
啊，那个一开始都有前面都有那个带动唱啊。
In the beginning, there's the Hosanna team.
哦，都是年轻人在带啊。
Usually, they are the youth.
啊，我们从来没有看到一个七十岁的上来带带动唱啊。
You will never see the 70-year-old brother or sister leading the Hosanna team.
那因为工作的性质不一样啊。
Because their work is different.
啊，但是年长者手里拿着火与刀啊。
But let us remember that the elderly they hold the fire and the knife.
火与刀是做什么的
？What is the purpose？
那你要看一下这个他这个活动有没有合乎圣经的原则。
You need to see whether the event is according to the Bible.
你要看这个活动是不是能够荣耀神的圣名。
You need to see whether the event is glorifying God's name.
哦，这就是你手中的火与刀。
That is the purpose why you hold the fire and the knife.
这个火与刀不是你自己的，不是说我不喜欢我就把它否决。
This fire knife is not yours. It's not if you don't like it, then you reject it.
这是神手中的火与刀。
Remember that this is the fire and knife from God's hand.
所以从长辈的立场，我们是从圣经、从教会、从道理的方向来看。来看一个活动。
So as for the older people, they look at church events from the perspective of God and the perspective of the Bible.
啊，如果跟圣经有如果跟信仰上有一点不适合的。
If it conflicts with the faith.
啊，那你那个火与刀就要适度的把它拿出来运用。
Then you should take out the fire and the knife and use it upon.
啊，但是不管是身上背负的。献祭的财
，But whether you carry the wood for offering，
或者是你手里拿着火与刀
，Or you hold the fire and the knife。
啊，在这里说亚伯拉罕与他的儿子两人同行啊。
But here states that Abraham and his son Isaac they went on together。
哦，两个人同行啊，这是因为他们两个人啊，在工作上面能够互相有理解。
They went on together because they understand each other in their work。
哦，所以我们今天在侍奉上啊，不同的年纪的阶层，不同的年纪的服事啊，也应该要能够彼此了解，互相搭配。
Likewise, in our servitude today, no matter in which age group we are, we need to understand and we need to collaborate with one another.
哦，彼此欣赏对方，能够彼此欣赏。
We need to learn from one another.
年轻人有年轻人的活力跟想法。
As youth, they have their strength, their energy, and their creativity.
年长者有他们的智慧啊，跟他们的经验。
But as the elderly, they have their wisdom and their experience.
但是当他们能够两人同行
，But when they both can go on together,
能够同工同劳同方向，就能够同得服事的果效。
They can work, labor, and go in the same direction.
啊，我们看回来《创世纪》第二十二章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪第二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪第二十二章的第七节。
Genesis chapter 22 verse 7。
第七节，以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说：“父亲啊！”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，火与柴都有了，但献祭的羊羔在哪呢？”第八节。
Verse 8。
亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊。”于是两人同行哈，我们在这里看到第二次讲到两人同行啊。
We see here the second time mentioned they went on together.
那第一次是亚伯拉罕以自己做榜样，这个身教的榜样。
The first time is when Abraham play as a role model for his son.
啊，第二次他们产生了对话了。
The second time they have a conversation.
所以我们来看看从对话当中亚伯拉罕给了他儿子什么样的言教呢
？And through their conversation, let us see what instructions or teachings that Abraham gave his Isaac.
以撒对父亲说：“父亲啊！”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，我在这里啊。”
Seven. Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father, yes, my son." Abraham replied.
我们可以想象啊，这个亚伯拉罕跟他儿子的互动非常非常良好哦。
We can see that they have a very good interaction.
哦，所以呀，这个儿子有问题，马上问父亲呢。
Therefore, when Isaac has a question, he immediately asks his father.
他不会害怕的。
He was not afraid.
他也不会说啊，说没有，也不会说啊，不问呐，闷在心里不问呐。
He will not hide his question and not ask.
他为什么敢这样子跟父亲说话呢
？Why did he dare ask his father?
因为他知道，让他问。 父亲啊，他会得到的，他的回应是我儿，我在这里啊。
Because he knows that when he call upon his father, the answer and the reply will be yes, my son.
啊，但是曾几何时啊，我们家里啊，跟孩子的互动却不是这样的、啊。
But often the interaction in our own family is not like this.
我们有时候发觉说，我们跟孩子非常非常难以沟通哦。
Sometimes we might find very difficult to communicate with our children.
有时候我们回去啊，问孩子，好，你今天过得怎么样啊？
Sometimes we go home, we ask our children, how was your day?
Fine.
And your child just replied, fine.
你今天学校好，学校同学好不好？
We continue asking, did you interact with your friends today at school?
Fine.
你的功课
最近如何呢？
How's your homework recently?
Fine.
Fine.
然后你如果再问他，就说你很烦耶，然后就走掉了。
And if you continue with the fourth question, they'll say,Stop asking and they'll just leave.
所以有时候我们会觉得哎呀好像没有办法跟孩子沟通啊。
So sometimes we feel we cannot communicate with our children.
然后有的父母就哇一头抱就是非常烦恼啊怎么办怎么办啊。
That worries many of our parents and they wonder how to communicate with their children.
那在我们检讨孩子啊或者寻求帮助的时候啊。
And when we seek help or we, counsel the children.
我们说想想啊，到底问题的症结在哪里啊
？We need to think where the true problem lies.
其实有时候很多时候是因为啊，在他们小时候愿意跟我们沟通的时候
，Many times is when they were young and they were willing to communicate with us.
我父亲呐、
啊、，Our children might say, "Father."
结果没有回应
，No reply.
父亲呐、啊、
，Father.
我不在这里
，I'm not here.
父亲呐、啊、
，Father.
你很烦耶、欸，爸爸很累耶、欸。
We might say, I'm tired, stop calling me.
去找你妈妈，去找你妈妈。
Go look for your mother.
出去自己出去玩。
Go, play by yourself.
因为我们啊，常常是我们当初对孩子沟通上的拒绝。
It's because many times we rejected our children in the first place.
所以到最后，当你想要跟他沟通啊，他没有时间给你啦。
But in the end, when we found time to communicate with our children, they no longer want to communicate with us.
美国曾经做过一个 survey 哈，做过一个调查。
In the U.S., they once made a survey.
好几年前了，忘记几年了。
Many years ago, I don't quite remember the exact year.
五六年前，六七年前做过一个有一篇报道哈，做过一个调查。
5, 6, or 6, 7 years ago.
他们调查的结果，平均美国的父亲一天花六分钟跟孩子说话。
The survey found out that in America, they spend averagely about 6 minutes every day to speak to their children.
所以如果这是我们跟孩子沟通的方式
，If this is the way we interact with our children,
当然了，有时候我们一天下班了很累啦，爸爸妈妈都一样，有时候下班很累啦。
Of course, at the end of the day, we're both the father and the mother. They are very tired from work.
结果你的小朋友很兴致勃勃的给你看，我今天在学校画的啊，你看我做的劳作啊，我们宗教教育老师给我的奖品。
The children runs up to you and very excitedly show you what they did today at school or what they learned today in RE class.
在他最兴奋最想跟你分享他的喜悦的时候
and in their most excited moment to share their joy with you.
如果你对他的反应是去旁边去玩去
and your response to them is go to the corner and play by yourself.
很累耶你不要烦我我很忙的
or you would say I'm so busy stop bugging me.
或许你是真的很累
Maybe you are tired.
或许你真的很忙。
Maybe you are very busy.
但是你的反应会到最后会造成沟通的困难。
But your response in the end will become a communication difficulty.
一次一次的被我们泼冷水。
Because time after time we quench their enthusiasm.
到最后他为什么要来跟你分享？
In the end, why should they come and share with you?
他为什么要告诉你？他为什么要告诉你他的生活
？Why do they need to share their life with you?
哦，今天你有空了，你来了，你说，哎 ，How is your day? Fine. 我不想跟你说啊。
Today you finally found time to ask me how's my day. Fine, because I don't feel like telling you.
但是你看亚伯拉罕跟他儿子的互动有多好。
But see how well this Abraham interact with Isaac?
父亲啊, 我儿, 我在这里啊。
Father, yes, my son, Abraham replied.
哦, 所以为什么以撒对他父亲的决定从来没有去质疑啊?
Why Isaac never questioned Abraham's decision?
他完全信赖他的父亲。
Why he has complete trust on his father?
这种信赖是需要时间去累积去建立的。
This kind of trust accumulate through time.
啊, 所以问问我们自己,
so let us ask ourselves,
父亲啊, 你在哪里?
Father, where are you?
啊, 我们再看回来, 创世纪第22章,
let us continue reading on Genesis chapter 22.
啊, 第七节哦,
verse 7.
以撒说, 请看, 火与柴都有了, 啊, 火与柴都有了, 但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢?
The fire and wood are here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
我们从以撒的讲话就知道,他对献祭的方式很了解啊。
From Isaac's reply, we know that Isaac knows about the procedure of an offering.
我们常讲啊,以撒好乖啊,好顺服啊。
We often say, Isaac is very obedient, he is a good child.
然后就看着自己的小孩。
And then we look to our children.
你也不学学人家?
Why don't you learn from Isaac?
你怎么不顺服啊?
Why are you not obedient?
你怎么没有像以撒这么乖?
Why are you not like Isaac?
以撒为什么那么乖?
Why is Isaac so good?
以撒乖是有先决的原因跟条件的。
There is a reason, a prerequisite.
父亲常常在那里。
Because the father is always there.
父亲人生做榜样。
Father is a role model.
做什么榜样?
What kind of model did he play?
献祭的榜样啊。
The model of making a sacrifice.
以撒看献祭, 看到都知道怎么做了。
He watched how his father make a sacrifice to the point he knows the procedure of a sacrifice.
所以以撒一看就知道没有羊啊, 羊在哪里啊?
Right away, Isaac sees that there's no lamb. Where's the lamb?
为什么? 因为他的父亲常常献祭,
Why? Because Abraham often makes sacrifices.
哦, 所以亚伯拉罕在他的人生里面啊, 给以撒已经做了一个信仰的榜样。
So throughout Isaac's life, Abraham has set a role model for Isaac.
我们就要问问自己, 我们今天有为我们的孩子, 为我们的宗教教育学生做上信仰的榜样吗?
So let us ask ourselves, do we play a role model for our children? For our students.
让孩子从我们的生活当中就知道怎么样去服侍，怎么样去拜神，怎么样去爱神。
So that in their life, they know by looking at us how to serve God, how to worship God.
哦, 所以啊, 以撒一看就知道羊在哪里，少一个。
So right away, Isaac noticed there's no lamb.
那第八节哦,
Verse 8.
那第八节, 亚伯兰说, 我儿, 神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
Verse 8, Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son, and the two of them went on together.
哦, 所以亚伯兰不但常常跟他的儿子有对话,
Not only Abraham often has an interaction with his son,
亚伯拉罕人生给儿子做一个信仰的榜样,
he set for his son's faith a role model.
同时亚伯拉罕的言语当中给孩子属灵的教导,
and in his words, he gives him the spiritual teaching.
亚伯拉罕跟以撒能够成为一个成功的父亲,一个成功的信徒?
Why is Abraham a successful father, a successful believer?
能够被称为信心之父?
He is able to be called the father of faith.
为什么他的儿子能够如此的顺服,甚至顺命到死?
Why is his son so obedient to the point of his death?
为什么最后能够出现一个耶和华以勒神必预备的神迹?
Why in the end there is the miracle of the Lord will provide in the end?
因为这个父亲在凡事上给孩子留下好的榜样。
Because his father, in every single area of his life, he leaves a model for his children.
从他的身教, 从他的言教, 都是孩子最好学习的对象。
From his actions, his words, he gives his children a teaching.
希望今天我们每一个父母, 每一个宗教教育的老师, 也能够以亚伯兰作为我们学习的目标。
Likewise today, as parents and as RE teachers, we too can be the role model for our students and our children.
当你的孩子对你说, 父亲啊, 你在哪里?
When our children ask, Father, where are you?
你能够对他说, 我儿, 我在这里。
Are we able to say, My son, I'm here?
拿起你的圣经, 说, 我儿, 让我来跟你分享神的教训。
Are you able to take up the Bible and say, My son, let me share the teachings of the Bible with you? Let's sing hymn.
我们唱诗397首。
397。
我们唱396首。
Let's sing him 396.
396首。
Hymn 396.